jealous. Yes, shaving, so I look real nice when I go out with my wife.
Well, isn't that sweet? I thought you said you shaved.
I did.
What's the matter with your upper lip? Is it out of bounds?
Oh, no. You mean my mustache?
Your what?
My mustache.
Ricky, it's true. Your upper lip has whiskers on it.
What do you spec, feathers?
No, I expect you to go in there and shave it off. You know I don't like a mustache on you.
Why not?
Because it looks like an eyebrow and your mouth keeps staring at me.
Well, I guess it could use a little eyebrow pencil until it gets stronger.
Listen, now we're going to have this out right now. You're going in there and shave that off?
No.
Come here. Oh, darn it, it's still there. I thought maybe I could singe it off.
Honey, you love my mustache once you get used to it.
I will not.
Well, honey, just wait till it gets a little stronger.
It'll never get stronger. You've tried this before, Ricky, and you know you always end up looking like a little boy who drank chocolate milk.
Well, you never let me give it a chance. This time I'm going to cultivate it.
What are you going to use on it, Vigoral?
Never mind that. I look wonderful in a mustache.
You just look silly in a mustache, Ricky.
I do not.
Here are the Mertzes. Let's see what they think.
All right, we'll see.
Well, we'll just see.
Just don't put any words in their mouth.
Don't worry, I won't have to.
Okay.
Hi, folks. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready to go to the movies?
You are just in time to settle something.
Yeah.
We are?
Yes, as two impartial observers, we'd like your opinion on something.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be happy to get... Ricky, you're growing a mustache. Gee, it looks wonderful.
Oh, well, let me see. Hey, that looks great.
Now, what did you want our opinion on?
Nothing, Benedict Ethel.
Well, Ricky and I just had a big fat argument about how ridiculous he looks in that mustache, and then you had to come in and louse up everything.
Well, I think he looks handsome.
I do, too.
So do I.
Brother.
Besides, I have a very good reason for growing this mustache.
What is it?
He wants a divorce.
You'll change your tune when you see me as the star of the new Technicolor motion picture, Moon Over Baghdad.
Ricky, you didn't tell me you were going to star in a moving picture.
Well, I was keeping it, spring it on just a surprise, you know.
Do you know when you're leaving for Hollywood?
Well, not exactly.
Have you signed your contract yet?
Well, not exactly.
But they've agreed to star you.
Well, not exactly.
Well, what exactly?
Well, a talent scout from Hollywood is coming into town to look for someone to star in the picture. And my agent has a friend whose brother-in-law knows the talent scout's wife.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's pack.
Star you in a picture.
Well, don't you worry. I'll get an appointment to see him.
Yeah, you'll get an appointment if the agent's friend's brother-in-law is still speaking to the talent scout's wife.
Gee, a real-life talent scout from Hollywood.
Hey, Rick. Ask him if he can use a song and dance man.
And don't forget about me. I used to do an oriental dance. La dee da 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 da. I was known as the Queen of the Nile. Oh!
She's a little rusty around Cairo.
Oh, you.
All right, come on. Are we going to go to the movies or not?
I'm not leaving here till you shave off that silly mustache.
Honey, baby doll. I'm not going to shave it off, so why don't you just relax and enjoy it?
I mean it, Ricky. I'm not leaving here.
Now, Lucy.
No!
All right. We'll go without her. Come on.
You two go ahead. I'll stay here with Lucy.
All right.
Come on, Fred.
Bring me a bag of popcorn.
Okay.
With lots of butter.
Yeah, yeah. Got 20 cents, Rick?
Come on.
Darn that, Ricky. I'll get rid of his cookie duster somehow.
You know, my grandfather used to have a mustache, a great big long handlebar one, and Grandma got rid of it in the middle of the night.
How?
She tied it around a bedpost when he was asleep and then yelled fire.
Oh! Oh, Ethel. Hey, that gives me an idea, though.
It does?
Yeah, Ricky's not going to be the only one in this family with a mustache.
What?
I'm going to glue on a false one, and I'm not going to take it off till he shaves off his.
Lucy, congratulations.
What for?
You finally topped yourself. This is the craziest idea you've had yet. Lucy?
Where are you?
I'm in here.
Where have you two been? Ricky will be home any minute.
We had a hard time finding it.
It was down at the bottom of my vaudeville trunk.
Oh, give it here. Let's see now. I'll have to cut off the beard part.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't cut that, Lucy. Those things are expensive.
Well, I can't wear the whole thing.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Uncle Sam wants you. Show me how to stick it on, Fred.
All right. This is spirit gum. Look, I just put a little on your upper lip here.
Oh, it smells awful.
Lucy, I'm home.
Be right there.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
How's about giving me a nice big kiss?
Nothing up. Lucy, where did you get that thing?
What thing?
Those whiskers.
What whiskers?
These.
Oh, these. Oh, my 5 o'clock shadow? I guess I didn't give myself very close shave this morning.
All right, Lucy, what are you up to?
Nothing, nothing. I'm just growing this so that I can get a part in that Technicolor movie called Moon Over the North Pole. I'm going to play Santa Claus.
Okay, joke's over. Now take that ridiculous thing off your face. It makes you look like a freak.
Oh, you think it looks funny, huh?
I certainly do.
Well, now you know how your mustache looks to me.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, your little gag didn't work, so just take it off.
Nothing doing. I'm not taking it off till you shave off yours.
Well, I'm not shaving.
Neither am I. Of course, we'll have to change our name to the Smith Brothers. We could always get mustache cups marked his and hers.
Now, Lucy, you listen to me. Now, I'm not going to stand here. I can't stand it. You win. Take it off and I'll shave.
Good. Shave right now. Got it all set up for you. There you are.
All right.
You got more eyebrow pencil on there than you have whiskers.
Never mind the cracks.
Get it off now. You missed one right there. What do you call this one, Charlie? There. Now, you look like your old self again. Welcome back, little lip. Give me a great big kiss.
I'm not going to kiss you with that thing on.
Oh, I forgot. Gee, this must have been put on with pretty strong stuff.
Here, let me try, honey.
Ow! Gosh.
Boy, that's really stuck. Are you sure you didn't grow this?
I better call Fred and find out how to get this off.
Hello?
Fred, this is Lucy.
Oh, hi. Did the joke come off all right?
Yeah, the joke did, but the beard didn't.
What do you mean?
Well, I tugged and I pulled and I can't get it off.
Well, that's funny. It should come off easy. I just used a little spirit gum.
Ricky, get me that bottle off the dresser, will you, dear?
All right, honey.
Fred, you shouldn't have used such old stuff. Maybe it changes with age. How long have you had it?
Well, now, let's see. The last date I played was a split week in Peoria in 1925.
25?
But spirit gum shouldn't change.
Oh.
Here, honey, you got the bottle.
Thanks, dear. I have the bottle right here, Fred. It says Bulldog Cement.
Cement?
Yeah. Bulldog Cement will not let go, holds fast forever, can only be removed with Bulldog Cement Remover number 3.
Oh, no.
Humor.
I'm sorry, honey. I'll call the drugstore and see if they got some of that stuff.
They won't have it in a drugstore.
They have everything in the drugstore. Hello? Listen. Have you ever heard some stuff called Bulldog Cement Remover number 3? You have? Oh, I see. Well, thanks. They don't make it anymore.
You mean I'll have to keep this on forever?
Well, honey, I guess it'll wear off eventually.
Well, what happens in the meantime?
Well, honey, I really should let you suffer. But I don't have the heart to do it. There's one simple solution, and I'll do it for you.
What?
I'll get you a job as the bearded lady in the circus.
Pardon, I was looking.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Lucy?
No. Colonel Ricardo, it's your beck and call, you all.
Lucy, what are you doing in those clothes?
Well, it's the only way I get down that little old drugstore without people laughing at little old me. I thought maybe that little old druggist could do something for this little old face.
Well, how did you all do, Colonel?
Bad, powerful bad.
Oh, you poor little old thing. Didn't he have any ideas?
Yeah, he said dye the beard red and the head would match all over. Oh, what'll I do? What's the matter?
When you chew with that beard on, you look just like a billy goat.
Nobody but a nanny goat would notice it.
Well, I've got it.
What?
Nah, you wouldn't go for it.
What is it?
Well, nah, you wouldn't like it.
Well, give me a chance. What is it?
Well, we'll tie a string to your beard.
Yeah.
Then we'll tie the other end of the string to a flat iron.
Yeah.
Then I'll throw it.
No! Don't throw it!
I knew you wouldn't like it. Look out!
Scared me to death. I think this is safer for little old me.
Lucy?
What?
You just gave me an idea.
What is it?
Well, we'll set fire to your beard, but I'll stand by with a hose to see that it doesn't get out of hand.
Ethel, this is my face. You're not burning weeds off a vacant lot. Who is it?
It's Fred.
What do you want?
If I bring good news, can I come in?
All right. What is it?
I must have made 1,000 phone calls before I located a drugstore that sells Bulldog Cement Remover number 3.
Oh, Fred, you doll! Where is it?
It's in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah, but he's sending it air mail, so it ought to be here tomorrow.
Oh.
Now, Lucy, that's not bad.
Oh.
Oh, Chicago. Hello?
Hello, is Monty Woolley there?
Did you call me up just to make gags?
No, honey, this is important. You know that talent scout I was talking to you about?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to him today, and I talked him into coming to the house to spend an evening with us.
Oh, Ricky, that's wonderful. Right in our own home. When is he coming?
Tonight.
Oh, no, not tonight, Ricky. Please, not tonight.
Well, honey, he's flying back to Hollywood tomorrow. If I don't get him up to the house tonight, I'll never get a chance to see him alone.
But Ricky, what about me? It's my one chance to get into the movies, too. My beard, remember? My beard.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh.
We'll be home about 7:30. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Ricky's bringing that Hollywood talent scout to the house tonight.
He is?
No kidding?
Lucy, would you mind if we dropped in?
No, of course not.
Well, we gotta go.
Yeah, see you later.
Here we are, Mr. Murdoch. Let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Make yourself at home, won't you?
Fine. Nice place you have here, Ricardo.
Thank you. Sit down.
Thanks. Boy, I'll be glad when that picture Moon Over Baghdad is finished with the casting.
Have a cigarette, won't you?
Oh, thanks. You know, it's nice to spend an evening someplace else besides a hotel room or a theater.
Yes, well, that's what I thought. That's why I asked you to come over here and get a night off from show business.
Ah, that sounds good.
Oh! I wonder how that got here.
What's that?
Well, it's my old scrapbook. My wife must have been doing some house cleaning. I haven't seen this for years.
Well, let's see it.
Oh, no, no. This is your night off. I wouldn't want to bother you with this.
All right.
This is the first bar that I had in New York. Broadway play, Too Many Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And over here is when I was at the Copacabana.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Now, this other place over here. That's enough. Mr. Murdoch, this is our landlord and our landlady.
Ethel Mertz, former star of musical comedy. Can sing, dance, act, and do voices, have wardrobe, will travel.
Freddie Mertz, formerly of Mertz and Kurtz. Famous vaudevillians, soft shoe, tap dancing, and smart quips.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Murdoch. I must apologize for my friends.
Oh, that's all right.
Just please sit down and relax and enjoy yourself. I put on a little music here for you.
Fine.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason, the season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there, so come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. that's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyes tell us. Lie there, fellows, panetellas. Cuba, where he's so happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in C-U-B-A. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in C-U-B-A.
It's very nice.
Mr. Murdoch, you know, we have a lot of other numbers.
No, I
well, I could convert some of them into the Arabian mood, you know.
No, that's a little Arabian
this a stranded Major Bose unit?
Mr. Murdoch, I want you to meet my wife, Lucy. Lucy, this is Mr. Murdoch.
How do you do?
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Mrs. Ricardo. You certainly dance very well.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we could use some dancing girls in our new picture. Maybe we could use you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I imagine so. Let me see your face.
Oh. Oh, no, no, no. It's just a nose, a mouth, a chin. You know, a complete set.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Ricardo. Take off your veil.
Come on, Lucy. Take it off.
You keep out of this.
Come on, Lucy.
Ricky, stay away from me.
Show him your face.
Ricky.
This is your big chance, man.
You know, now I'm getting curious. I've got to see that face.
Yes. All right. It's time for the unveiling.
Well, here's my nose. My mouth is just below it, and it has teeth, and it goes sideways.
All the way.
Ricky!
Hey, honey, look what just got here.
What?
Special delivery letter from Hollywood.
What does it say? What does it say?
Well, wait a minute. Well, what do you know? They want to test me for the lead.
Oh, Ricky, how wonderful.
Hey, wait a minute. They want to test you, too.
Where? We think Mrs. Ricardo might be perfect for... I don't care what they pay me. I'm not going to play the part of your father.
Part of Mr. Murdoch was played by John Brown. Pepsi is a Desilu production.